both say. We have probably two more shiurim to go, and I don't know, depending on, we'll see tomorrow, if we want to have one more shiur next week, we could maybe do something more like a Jewish type of a topic, possibly relating to the mitzvah. But what I thought we would at least try to do in these two shiurim, even though the emes is we could use much more than two shiurim for this topic, but at least we'll get at least a little bit of a feeling of it. There's a lot of intricacies to it, both in halacha and in terms of lamdas, but at least try to sort it out a little bit for ourselves. The topic of Eged Lulav. We saw so far from the Gemara in Sukkah, in a few places, one of them is in Daf Yud Aleph, the Gemara mentions the Machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, Lulav Tzarech Eged, which means that the ikuva, you need to take, we're talking now, three of the four minim have to be bound together. The lulav, the hadas, and the rabbis have to be bound together. And if you don't have that, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. And the basis for this shita is a gzeirah shava that he learns out, ulkachtem lachem bayom harishon, which is ulkachtem agudat ezo by Pesach Mitzrayim, when they would put the dam on the mashkof, ishtei mezuzos. And there it says agudas ezov, so it means it has to be integrated as one unit. So therefore, we learn out that the minim here as well have to be mu'ugad, they have to be tied together. Okay. Since this is pre-Eitz Hadar and then kapos tomorrow, so the esrog is not mamish as part of the aguda, you take that, you know, along with the aguda, but the aguda relates to the three of the four minim. And that's the ikuva. But then the Gemara says that there's a chita of the Chachamim, and even though they hold that it's not ma'ake, but there's still a halacha that mitzvah la'ogdo. That's what the Gemara here brings in Daf Yud Aleph from the base. Keman azla hadesanya lulav mitzvah la'ogdo ve'im lo ogdo kasher. So who's the Tana of this Braisa that says that there's a mitzvah la'ogdo? Irab Yehuda ki lo ogdo amai kasher. Irabbanan amai mitzvah. Says the Gemara la'olam rabbanan hi umishum shenema zekele vanvei lisno lefanav b'mitzvahs. So the Gemara brings that famous drasha of hisno lefanav b'mitzvahs and applies it to the halacha that chachamim hold mitzvah la'ogdo. So we need to understand exactly what are the parameters of this halacha, both in terms of the understanding itself and in terms of, you know, how practically it plays out. What is the halacha of mitzvah la'ogdo, and what is kasher without aguda? A lot of things have to be sorted out. L'mashal, what does it mean? If you don't mitzvah la'ogdo b'di'evet, so that means you could take the talad minim totally separate, one from the other. In other words, you don't have to have them in your hand at the same time. You could take the lulav and put it down, and you could take the hadasim and put it down, and the aravos, as long as you took all together, you took the four minim. Is that true, that even that the Yevad Yoyotze, mitzvah la'ogdo, is going on the very fact that you take it together in your hand at one time? Or should we say that, no, you certainly have to have it in your hand at the same time? The question is, do you need to bind them together in some way, like Rabbi Yehuda would hold, based on his Gezeirah Shava? So we don't hold, to the extent that Rabbi Yehuda holds it, the Yevad, we hold that there's an inyan of noy, it's no fun of the mitzvahs, that we should at least have it not just in your hand, but have it tied together. Okay, and if that's the pshat, so what does that mean exactly? What is the noy exactly of having the aguda, whether it's the aguda of the yad, if you assume that you don't even need that, or if it's aguda with some other material that you're tying it with, what's the nature of that noy? Is it just the aesthetics? Does it really look nicer because it's bound together? Is it some other idea? The context of this Gemara, it's important to kind of see how this comes in, this discussion of Lulav Tzarech Eged and Daf Yud Aleph. Remember, we learned Sukkah last year, so maybe it's familiar to some of you. The Gemara has the question of what's called Kitzitzasan Zui Asayasan in terms of Asiyas Chach, because there's a rule of Tasav Lomana Asui. You can't have the Schach Memela be kosher. There has to be an Asiyah. And the question is, if you would have it on the sukkah, the schach on the sukkah, as in a state that it's a bundle, and it was karsis on afterwards. So you didn't put the schach that was talush on the sukkah, but it was mechuber, and then you made it into talush afterwards on. Is that called nasi or not, or is that a problem of tasav lomina asli? The Gemara brings in that connection a machlokis about avar veliktan. If you have a case of a pasul hadas because there are too many berries, more than the leaves, and then you went on and you cut some of the berries on yantif. So the halacha is eimim matin biyatif to mitakin man lehachshir as a pasul. Rashi says, let's say you violated that gezeira, that halacha, even though you shouldn't have done it, eimim matin biyom tov. So we have a machlokes whether it's pasul or not. So what's the basis of this machlokes? So the Gemara originally was assuming that maybe it's going to depend on this issue of kitzas and zuyas yasan, namely that there's a din of ruach of tzarech eged, and we learn out. Just like by sukkah, there's a halacha of tasav lomina asui. So we should say the same thing would now carry over to lulav. There's the nasiya. So in other words, this is the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. It therefore tells us there's a nasiya of the dalet minim. And then if there's a nasiya of the dalet minim, then we should also say that tasav lomina asui passels, because just like by sukkah, it passels if it would happen in memela. There was no asiya, that just the heksher came about memela. And therefore, what would be the question? Do I have an asiyah here when you're taking away the berries and now have a kasher hadas memela? Is that constitute an asiyah based on the fact that you didn't do the asiyah directly? It's sort of like a ketzitzas and zuli asiyas concept. And that would be the machlokas. That was the Gemara initial assumption. So it's a Gemara, no, it will be doche in all kinds of different ways, that doesn't have to be the machlokas. Why? Lo, the Kuli Alma says the Gemara, that maybe by sukkah, the Kuyama Lor Mina Kitsis and Zuyasiyasin. So now maybe everybody holds like the opinion that you can't call this an Asiya. So why is there a Tani here that says it's kosher? Gemara says the chokus will be if we learn from Sukkah or not. Maybe there's no din of Tasilum Nasi at all by Lulav. We don't make that limud from Sukkah. So therefore there's a Tana that says here that it's kosher. That could be one way. The Iba Yasema, that no, maybe if Lulav would be Tzarech Eged, then we would definitely learn from Sukkah as well, that you have to have an asiya. But what is the machokis? Whether indeed tzarech eged or not, which is the machokis of Yud and the Chachamim. So what do we see now? That within the shita of Rabbi Yehuda, we can now be speaking about the notion of an asiya of the dalet minim, to the extent that there will be a problem of tasav lo mina asu. The Gemara goes on to explain Rabbi Yehuda's basis for learning out the gzeres shavo kachtem ul kachtem, as we mentioned before. And the Rabbanan l'kicha milkicha lo yafinan. And after this, the Gemara brings Kiman Azla, there is a Tana that seems to say mitzvah la'ogdo based on, as the Gemara goes on to explain, it's no fun of the mitzvah. So the question is, what is the relationship between the din of Eged, of the Chachamim, which is the din of Noi, of it's no fun of the mitzvah, and the din that Rabbi Yehuda learns out from Gzeres Shava, that there's a din of Asiya, which would therefore have the psul of tasav lomina asui, if you would learn out from sukkah such a halacha. And now you're saying that there is no halacha li'ikuva of eged, but yet there is a halacha of eged based on this notion of it's no fun of the mitzvahs. But what seems clear is that to the extent that it's only that, it's only a din of noi, and it's only a din of mitzvah la'ogdo, clearly doesn't seem to have that problem, presumably of the tasav lomina asui. Because it's only to the extent that it's a halacha of a kachten that we learn out that there's a din at tzarech eged, and then from there you can go on and say melech mi sukkah, and there's a din masiyah. Apparently, all that would not carry over to the halacha of the chachamim. So we have to know why that should be. What's the relationship? But that's the implication of this sugya. Okay. Let me see where we go from here. This is one very important Gemara. There's a parallel sugya later on Lamed Gimel. The Gemara brings that same machlokes, but tries to discuss it from a different angle, not from the angle of kisas and zuyas yasan. I'm trying to go sort of quickly, just because of the fact that we only have the two shiurim. But again, at least I have some frame of reference. So the Gemara focuses on the same achokes, but from a different issue, and that is the issue of yesh dichui etzel mitzvahs. In other words, the halacha is by karbanos. If, let's say, an animal, either it was nira v'nidche, was once kosher, and then something happened, and it became disqualified, or possibly dachui meikara, it was never good, but then things changed, and now it becomes kosher. So can you say that once the rejection took effect, it was stamped as being nidche, so it can't be used? That's the notion called dichui by karbanos. The question in the Gemara is by mitzvahs. If you have that idea that carries over to mitzvahs, that if the chetzah shel mitzvah was disqualified and then the disqualification went away, do we still say it's stamped, it's nitche, it can't be used for the mitzvah? And again, you have to think about dachoy meikara, which is perhaps less of a problem because it never had the possibility of being used. But nirav nitche is perhaps more reason to think that it is a lacha of dichoy. So in that connection, the Gemara brought in the same achokes of Avra v'laktan, and the Gemara once again presents the question as here. The Gemara says, "Savrua de kulyam beluv ein sarach eged." So the issue of eged is not part of the issue. The issue of asiyah is not part of our issue. And if sarach eged, we still don't have a dim tasav lomana asui. So no longer do we have the discussion of daf yed aleph entering into the equation. So what's the shaila? So why is there a man de amar of a liktan pasul? So my love, so let's limit the machokis and frame it as a machokis if yesh dichui eitz a mitzvahs, and that's this shita that's possible, because since Yontif came in, here it's, because he did it on Yontif, remember. So it was before Yontif entered, and this hadas was not fit for the asiyas a mitzvah, because it was a nava merubin me'alav, right? And then you did something to fix it, but it was nidche already when b'knisas a Yontif. Let's suggest so dichui is not an issue. What is the issue? If you learn out lulav misukah, maybe if we would say sarach eged, we would surely learn lulav misukah. But the machokis is in whether lulav sarach eged, which is machokis b'din chacham. So we come back to the same parallel sugya daf yud aleph. And then the Gemara says, "My time to Rabbi Yehuda." We bring the Gzeres Shava, and the Rabban don't hold the Gzeres Shava. And finally, the Gemara concludes, "Man Tanu Hadatan Rabbanan Mitzvah LaOgdo Dimlo Ogdo Kasher Mani Who Is a Golike Rabbi Yehuda? Why is it Kasher B'Diavad? Rabbanan My Mitzvah LaOlam Rabbanan Mishum Mitzvah Mitzvah Mishum Zekayvan Ve." Two sugyas basically parallel each other. I want to give you a Lashon HaTur before we even look at more things, just in terms of things that are interesting. The Lashon HaGemara was mitzvah la'ogdo. Kasha b'di'evet, but mitzvah la'ogdo. The Lashon HaTur, when he brings this halach of the Chachamim, again, there are a lot of details to see what it means, what would be kasha b'di'evet, do you need eged of any kind, li'ikuva, li'yad, but before we get to all that, the Lashon HaTur in Tafresh Nun Aleph, I don't think you have this. Instead of the word mitzvah, the Torah substitutes the word chova. Okay? Here, I'll read you the lesson. The Rashi Piresh, Afal Gav. The ain't sarach eged, mikol makom lechatchila chova laagdal mishum zekeli vanveyu hisna lufana b'mitzvus. Now, if you know, he quotes Rashi, so we'll see what that could mean. But chova laagdal. The Beis Yosef is a little troubled by the lashon. You see, what is he referring to? There is a Rashi. Yeah, I guess I would tell you the Rashi. I mean, we're just kind of getting our feet wet. What is the nature of the eged, of the chacham? Again, what would be if you didn't have it in your hand at all? That's also a question. But now that we say mitzvah la'ogdo, so what's the nature of that eged? So there's a Rashi, just that you should have already. Lamed Gimel Amid Beis. Okay. Dibra Masu Poligale. You can see it. I don't have my Dibra Masu. I have an old Gemara. Okay, so I'll use yours. Yeah, okay, good.
End of the line.
What? Yeah, the end of the line. Okay, okay.
It's like the ninth line.
Okay. The end of the line.
Two above Mishnah, either in the Rashi.
Where are we? Okay, so read it. Go ahead, read it. Go ahead.
Two above Masnisa in the Rashi.
Yeah, the asterisk. Upol galei beluav the ain sarach eged. Yeah. The Gemara says, "Hi Tana, savor kevasi b'chada upol galei b'chada." B'shamina mehalchad be'inan beluav keshe gamur, sheyikshar shnei rashi eged, ve'ogdan kagude shel yerek rav eged hu. So now, agude shel yerek is a very loose, haphazard type of, you know, whatever you tie the, like a little loop around to tie the bundle, the yerek, and it's not really strong at all. Rashi says that would not be a constitute naguda. That's within the Chacham, the Rabbi Yehuda. But then Rashi continues and says, very interesting. Here he connects that to the standard that the Chacham would require for their mitzvah le'ogdo of Zekeli Vanveyu. Va'afilu Rabbanon de pligi aleid Rabbi Yehuda. Va'amri lulav she'ino ogud kosher. But modu the mitzvah le'ogdo k'desan le'el mishum zekei van ve'yu v'yokim le'kirabonah. So what I see in Rashi is interesting, that the standard of the eged is the same for Rabbanan as Rabbi Yehuda. That's where now the Torah is working off of that. Thank you. The Torah is working off of that. But notice what the Torah did. The Torah took that and turned it into from a mitzvah le'ogdo to a chovah le'ogdo. When he discusses that, the Rashi appears Avgam the Insarach Egen, Mikomakum Chatchilo Chovul Ogdo Shem Zeka Yivan Veyu. Says the Beis Yosef, Sham Peku of Agasa, Bahaditan Rabban Hutar Ogdo Biyomtov, Ogdo Biyomtov, Kaguda Shel Yerek, Kasa Rashi. No, because on Yom Tov you can't make a real kesher. So it says, so there you just do whatever you can do. So Rashi says, you see from here, Shamina Mehacha, to be in a bill of Kesher Gomer, she yiksha bashi bays rashi ha eged, but ognan the kaguda she yag rab eged who. But feel rabban at the pregale holds the whole rashi. Umikomakom, Amy can raya, says the Beis Yosef, Amy can raya loma de who sova shachova logo, the harashi mitzvah koma velochova. But the tour maybe saw or gleaned from Rashi this idea of chova logo. So it begins to put the chachamim a little bit more closer to the Rabbi Yehuda, although again the Dievet is kasher. Where else does this issue come up? This mitzvah le'ogdo, chovah le'ogdo versus based on Zekeli versus Rabbi Yehuda. Yeah.
How do you view Rashi
in other ones? The point is, whatever the mitzvah, noy mitzvah requires, so you should. This is what the noy mitzvah means, to do it. Now, here is where I think it gets more interesting. Again, we haven't really probed this, but if we were to explain the noi is simply one of aesthetics, so does it really look differently if it's one type of a knot versus another type of a knot? It's fun to get. So why does it make it more noi if it's a stronger knot? And you have a kesher gum or whatever, why should that be? So that at least allows us to start thinking for the chachamim that this noy is not necessarily like the same thing as achveis talis noy, tzitzis noy. Maybe it's something more similar to the inyan that we saw yesterday, the day before, the tzitzin she'en makrin es hamila. In other words, that the mitzvah itself has more of a shleimus. We have to see the mitzvah min lukachtem. When I'm enhancing the lukachtem, when the lukicha is done more biyachad. Obviously, a tighter knot creates a greater achdus in the chesed shel mitzvah that makes the ma'aseh mitzvah more mehudar, as opposed to just saying the chesed shel mitzvah. So it looks nice, whatever extent it looks nice. It looks nice the same, whatever the knot is, it looks nice. When it's not, it's not just everything is sort of, you know, separate. So, you know, so again, that much I think we can extract, but doesn't have to call it chova. But who uses the Lashon Chova? The Beis Yosef didn't see why he used the Lashon Chova. Where else does this issue in the Machlokes come up? It comes up in terms of Baal Tosif. It's a sugya in Sanhedrin. It's also here in Sukkah. So let's take a look at some of those cases. Sukkah Lamed Vav Hamid Beis. I'm trying to go, if I could, according to the order of your Mamakomot sheet. We could do it a lot of different ways, but... So the Mishnah talks about doing an aguda of the lulav. It says, "Ein ogdin es halulav ela b'mino." Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, "L'meir omer afil b'chut b'mishicha." So you can use old, according to the mayor, even whatever kind of string, and according to the first Tana, you have to use something which is the min itself of the lulav. Then the mayor comments and says, I can tell you about Yerushalayim, they used to use Gimonios Yozav. So they said, yeah, but they really used an aguda b'mino milmata. Because for the Eged, you still need to have mino. So Rava says, when we say mino, it can mean even some other part of the dekel. In other words, the lulav has different parts, the palm tree. So Rava says, I feel besiv, I feel be'ikwa didikla. Rashi says, the sieve should go to the sub of Hadeka, but Nichrach Sabibo, Kiruvik Fanim. And then, Ikra de Dikra. Let's continue with the Gemara. The Omar Rab Rava, my time at Rabbi Yehuda. Why does Rabbi Yehuda hold, unlike Rabbi Meir, that you cannot use something which is not Mino for the Eged? What's the problem? Says the Gemara, because since he holds Lub Tzarach Eged, so the issue would be Baal Tosif. The imaisi mina achrina. Rashi is over mishum Baal Tosif. Masha'enke, and if you're using mino, and Rava extends that to whatever parts of the lulav, that it's still considered the same min, and therefore it's not a Baal Tosif. So we have here the issue of Baal Tosif. In another place, Gemara refers to it as according to Chacham, it's not Baal Tosif. Why not? Because since there's no halacha be'etzem of eged, so you would say the expression hay l'chudei koi, hay l'chudei koi. In other words, I don't see it as an integrated unit. Baal Tosif would only apply if there's a halacha that they become mamish one, and then look at this. This cheftza is now five minim. It's like you'd have the example of five totafos in tefillin, five parshas in tefillin. There's one example, classic example of Baal Tosif. So five minim in lulav would be Baal Tosif, but that's only for Rabbi Yehuda, because he holds lulav tzarach eged. But the Chachamim, as much as they hold lulav mitzvah le'ogdo, based on mishum tzekei van veyu, but apparently that would not translate into Baal Tosif. And as we saw earlier in the Gemara, it seems not to translate into the din of tasav lomen asli. You wouldn't get to any gzeir shava to learn out from Sukkah, to the extent that there's a din of asiya, it wouldn't lead to that either. So these again, just in basic gemaras that talk about this machokis. Yeah, Evan. No? Okay. Now let's get to, again, this gemara comes up in Sanhedrin, also later, also in Sukkah, another place, Lamed Aleph, that habli chamisha minin. If you have another min, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that becomes Baal Tosif, and that's only according to Rabbi Yehuda. Now, let's do the following. Let's step back for a second. There's a major machlokas within a chachamim. What does it mean that mitzvah l'ogdo, but b'dyevet it's kasher, but short of that, if you're not going to do the eged, it's kasher. So what does that mean? How far does that go? I don't have to take it at the same time. Do I have to take it at the same time, but just don't have to have them tied together? What standard would you hold on the bare minimum for the chachamim that short of that you would not have a kiyum mitzvah even for the chachamim? We know that whatever is what was considered to be zakei van veyu, it's in lo agdo kasha. But what does the lo agdo go? How far does the lo agdo kasha go? So for this, let's see what the Gemara says in Menachos. There's a Mishnah in Menachos in Perakat. Talks about in third and fourth parak, it talks about things that are ma'akev each other and not ma'akev each other, so it goes off into all kinds of other things besides tzitzis, which is, famous in the Nachas there, Perek HaTcheles. But you have there earlier, in the third Perek, a list of things in the Mishnah that you can see here on Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph. So it says, Shnei Seiri Yom HaKippurim, Ma'akvin Zezeh, the two Seirim, Shnei Kivsi Atzeres, the kvasim that are brought together as shulamim shalmi tzibur together with lechem shtei alechem, the ma'akvin zezeh, and so on, the beis chalos shtei sedarim ma'akvin zezeh, that's for the lechem apanim shnei bazichin ma'akvin zezeh. Okay, a few lines down from that, dalit, it says beis minim shebenazir. There's two different, it's min of matzah and min of chametz that are brought, we had in the parasha last week, gimu shebepara. That has to do with the sprinkling of the Hazah of the Paraduma. The Dalet Shebetoda, that has to do with the three types of matzah and one type of chametz, loaves, 10 of each, that are brought with the Karban Toda. The Dalet Shebelulav, that's what we need. And then the Arba Shebetzorim, Ma'akvin Zezeh. So what does it say in the long list of Mishnah of cases that are Ma'akev? Dalet Shebelulav, Ma'akvin Zezeh. It was the Arba Minim. Are ma'akiv each other. There are things that are not ma'akiv. Tcheles not ma'akiv es halavan, and so on. But dalet shebelulav ma'akvin ze es ze. That's the Mishnah. Comes the Gemara. What's the makar? What's the makar for this halacha? Every one of these cases, we have to find a makar. Why the ma'akiv? So if you look in the Gemara, the dalet shebelulav, the Gemara explains. Where do I see it? From where do I know that it's ma'akiv? Ulekachtem. So it's ulekachtem lachem b'yom harishon. This is the mitzvah of Dalet Minim. We darshin ulekachtem lekicha tama. Lekicha tama. Because the word ulekachtem, the last two letters, tam, means complete. So there has to be a complete lekicha. That means that if you're missing one of the minim, obviously, you're not going to have lekicha tam. What else, by the way? Does anyone know what else is going to have from lekicha tam? What psul? Chaser. 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 What's the problem if your pitta falls off? So it's, the only thing is, it's interesting. That psul of chaser is only knowing when. So kachtem lachem, Jewish people don't realize that. If your pitta falls off, the rest of sukkis, not a problem. Chas is not a problem. Okay, but chera.
Is that the heder? We spoke about yesterday. If you need to get another.
Yeah, could be. Could be it's not mahuder. Okay, I agree. It's not mahuder. So for that, you could be. You want to get another hesek for that reason. But midiyevet, it's not possible. The this halacha, the pashtus. There is an arzaruah, but there is a goes ashri in this. But pashtus, this is not just on the first day. So obviously, even if it's dashing from the same thing, some of the drushes from Lekachtem would apply for the old days of Sukkot, and some would apply only on the first day. But this is a drusha of Lekicha Tam. But then the Gemara goes on with the following statement. Take a look. The whole shaila had to read this. Amar Rav Chanan bar Rava, Lo Shanu Ela She'ein Lo. Avol yesh lo ein ma'akvin. What does he say? When do we say that it's ma'akev? If ein lo. Avol yesh lo ein ma'akvin. If you have it, it's not ma'akev. What is he trying to say? Rashi. She'ein lo dalet minim delulav ma'akvin. Avol yesh lo ein ma'akvin. If you have it, what do you mean ein ma'akvin? Afil lo agadan ke'echad. Rashi's words were, even if you didn't bind them together. What's the pshat? Let's just go on a little bit. Gemara asked Meisibe, dalet minim shebelulav, beis menos in Paris. Two of them have fruit, meaning the esrog and the lulav, right? The palm. Hadas beis mehem enos in peres. Fine. Os in peros, he was cooking the she'enos in Everything should be together. Everything, you know, the famous idea that they, everything, you know, complements everything else. Lishenos and Paris use cooking gloves in Paris. In other words, everything helps it, everything else. And you can only fulfill the mitzvah if everything is baguda achas. V'chein Yisrael b'hartzah. Cry Yisrael to get ritzui when they're fasting and they need to ask rachmei shamayim. So he has to have the koach of Yisrael Yom Kippur with palim ravayonim. Cry Yisrael have to come together as one, everyone comes together. So it's a nice idea, nice, beautiful idea, but what do you see meanwhile in this braisa? That what? And what did you just say, Rav Chanan just said before? That what? That if it's ain lo, if it's yeshua, ain ma'akvin. You don't have to have aguda. So my answer is tanoihi, it's machokas tanoi. So that braisa reflects one tana, and we're going on a different tana, the sanya. And what does the Gemara bring in? The sanya, Ru'a ben Ogad b'shin Ogad Kasher, Rabbi Yudah Omer, Ogad Kasher, she'en the Ogad Pasel. So the Gemara, lo and behold, brings us to the machokes of where the Ru'a b'tzarach Eged. So this braisa that was just quoted that said that you're not Yodsei unless it's Baguda, that's Rabbi Yehuda. My time of Yehuda, Gemara says, Kicha, Kicha, Me'agudas Ezov, and so on. Rabbanan Lo, Gamri, Kicha, Kicha, Vaitra, the same Gemara, Keman Azra, Hadassanya, Mitzvah La'ogdo, La'ogdo Kasher, Keman, says Gemara, La'olam Rabbanan, Mitzvah, Mishum Zeka Ivandeya. So this Gemara, Mamish repeats itself all the time. And the Gemara is saying that there's a Braisa that says, without Aguda, you're not Yotzi, that's Rabbi Yehuda. But what did Rav Chanan say? He was saying that since we go with the Chachamim, if you go with the other Shita, so then we say what? Yeshlo ein ma'akvin. Okay, what does it mean? Yeshlo ein ma'akvin. Words of Rashi were, afilo ogdam ke'echad. So what does that mean? Look at Tosis. Tosis quotes the Bahag. The Bahag says, Perish balachas gedolos b'luchas lulav. Gahag was one of the Gaonim, right? So he codified halachis. And he said the following, Yesh lo ein ma'akvin, meaning, D'lo tema ad magbaru ba'adi adadi, lo nafik. Don't say that unless you lift them up together, you're not Yotze. Ela imagvi chad chad l'chudei shaper dami. D'kaimar l'lov ein tzarech aguda. Repeat, Rabbi. According to Bahag, Nefurish in this Gemara, his take on this Gemara is, that you don't have to hold them together. You could pick them up individually. Chad chad l'chudei. So what does it mean in the Gemara? Lo shanu ela she'ein lo. So how would you explain the Gemara now? So when is there an ikuv? Meaning, so Pasha means you don't have them at all. No, you don't have all of them. You only have three of the four. Two of the three, you don't have all of them. But you have all of them, so that ma'akev, meaning you don't have to pick them up at the same time. Do they have to be in front of you? Not in front of you. As long as the day comes and goes, and over the course of the day you picked up the lulav, you picked up the hadassim, picked up the rabbis, picked up the yes, what you yodsei. Heder it's not. Noi mitzvah it's not. But hamaisi yodsei mitzvah. That's what it would seem now from the Bahag, yeah.
Even if it's not at the same, as in I was assuming that you pick up one of the minim and then you do the next minim.
So the question is, is there any indication it has to be? The Gemara is Yeshlo versus Engel. So I asked you, does Yeshlo mean it has to be Lefanav? Does it have to be Matsui? From the Lashon right here, Yeshlo, it exists. Again, there can be other ways to suggest here, but from now, the most extreme formulation would be it's, you know, Lamaisa, you have it. You know, it's at the end of Yeshlo, you have it all. Engel means it's missing. So then it's not Okichatama. Remember, that the psul comes down to Okichatama. But what does Rabbi Yehuda hold? Imamish need to take it together. Question. Rabbi Yehuda's Shita. Is that also Lekicha Tama? The Gemara quotes the Mishnah, but they're not that they're ma'akev each other. The Gemara says, why? Because of Kichatama. Says the Gemara, Lo Shanu, when does that psul exist that the Ma'akev because of Kichatama? It's only if Ein Lo. But Yesh Lo, they're not Ma'akev. Ask the Gemara, it says in the Braisa that you need to be, you're not Yotzi unless by Guda Achatz, that's Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, but do we have any clear indication the Gemara of Yehuda's Shita is based on Kichatama? Or you could say, Yehuda's based on what? What we saw so far is what? Yehuda's based on a Limud of a See, there's a Tosis in Sukkah that's Mashmad of Yehuda's also come to Kichah, which means, again, bringing together Rav Yehuda and the Chacham a little bit closer. Before we saw Rashi bringing the Chacham and closer to Rav Yehuda in terms of the nature of the Kesher. And it could be that even Rav Yehuda is also closer to the Chacham. We'll have to see. But for now, we wouldn't have any indication that that's the case. Rav Yehuda has a limud of Gzeira Shava. And the Gemara has a psul v'kichatama, which applies in a case of Ein Lo. For now, we'll say Ein Lo means you have none of that, you don't have them all. But if you have them all, then there's no reason to take them together. This is what Tosus brings from the Bahag. However, Tosus has a different suggestion. Rabbeinu Tam Higia b'sifro. Rabbeinu Tam was Magia as follows. He had a different reading of the Gemara. Lo Shanu. Perish dima'ake mishum tama ella she'ein lo avo yesh lo tama hu afapi shelo chibro ba'aguda. The way Rabbi Yonatan is reading the statement is a very different reading. It's not pshat that yesh lo is ein ma'akvin, meaning you don't have to take it b'chal together in your hand. You can pick one up and then pick the other one up. Again, maybe even hours later, maybe you're saying it should be, but at the same time, again, we don't know for sure here in the Bahag, we could argue even later. But Rabbi Yonatan is saying, no, that it has to be in your hand together for sure. What you don't need is the Aguda. That's the only Nikuda that separates the Chacham and Rabbi Yehuda. Avo Yeshlo, because what's the Chesaron? The Chesaron is Tama. So if you have it in your hand, that's ukichatam. What you don't need is ba'aguda. Rabbi Yehuda requires ba'aguda. Avo yesh lo tama hi afa pi shelo chibro ba'aguda kedamino kaman de lo dash rabbanu kicha kicha. Rabbi Yehuda, now listen carefully to words of Tosis. Now, so the chachamim don't need it to be be'aguda, it qualifies as tama as long as it's in your hand. But remember, there was a mitzvah ga'ogdo for the chacham. Rabbi Yehuda, he has a lima gzeres shava. What is that based on? Continues the words of Tosis. It's already here and in Sukkah. Next words of Tosis. Rabbi Yehuda, de darish kicha kicha. Whoa, listen to the lashon. De lo hav ya tama. El imken agdo. So what is Tosus saying in Rabbi Yehuda? That what is the halacha of the gzeres shava relating to? The kicha kicha, what does it come back to explain? The standard that you need for the kicha tama. In other words, the machlokes b'diyeved, the kicha tama is ma'akev. On some level, right? The question is what level? What level goes into kichatama liyiku? But that's what you get from Tosfos here. Rabbi Yehuda's requirement of taking it everything mamish be'aguda achas. That means lo have yitama elmkin of. How does he know that from Zera Shav? Ukachtam ukachim teaches you that the kichatama has to be mamish be'aguda. The Chacham say kichatama is just fulfilled, says Rabbi Yonatan, if you take it in your hand together. It's called Eged Yad, that's the Gushonis of the Ritva, other Rishonim. That much you need for Kichatam. You don't need is the Shvi Baguda Achas, Mamish bound together, separate from the Eged Yad, in other words, with something else, with the Kesher. The Kol Pirush of the Gemara Filochus Gedolos nearer to Tzarach LaOgdok in the Masik Alei Zakei Vanvei. In other words, even though according to the Bahag, in other words, Machokes Bahag and Rabbeinu Tam, according to the Bahag, for the Chachamim, that which is Kasha B'diyeved can be even B'zeh HaZeh.
For Ben Utam, the Zeach HaZeach would be possible for the Chachamim. What do you need for the Chachamim? It has to be in your hand. It doesn't have to be tied together, but it has to be in your hand together. Why? Because you need Kachtem Kichatam. What you see in Tosis is an interesting chiddush within Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda's halacha that has to be bound together says, based on Gzeirah Shavah, Tosis added a knech that it's not called tam unless you have that. It comes out that Rabbi Yehuda is also coming out of the Kichat Tama as well. The Gzeirah Shavah is megala to us that it has to be eged in order to be a Kichat Tama. The Chacham say, if it's in your hand, says Rabbi Nutan, it's a Kichat Tama. According to the Bahag, it doesn't be in your hand at all. So what would be the ikuv of a Kichat Tama according to the Bahag? What does the Kichat Tama reveal to us according to the Bahag? That the Ma'akev, meaning that if you didn't take them all, then you don't have a Kichat Tama. It's not complete because you didn't have it all. But it says Tosis at the end. But that which the Chacham required because of Noi is not just to take it in your hand, but you need what? Mishum Noi? You need Ba'aguda, Mitzvah Ogda. You know, if it comes out for a Bilutan, that's one notch above what would be required the Be'etzem. For the Bahag, it's two notches above. For the Bahag, you can take it Zeach HaZeach. But then to achieve the mitzvah of the Noah, you have to not only take it in your hand together, you have to also do an eged. But if you just took it Zeach HaZeach, you also Yotze B'dieved. For a Binotam, if you took it Zeach HaZeach, you're not Yotze B'dieved. You have to take it in your hand together. But then for the Noah, you have to do eged. Now we can start thinking, now we have a little bit more information in front of us. We notice that Tosis on the one hand is pushing Rabbi Yehuda into the corner of a Kichat Tama to hold the stand of Kichat Tama, even that you need Ba'agud Achas, Mamish, Li'ikuva, and that's the din of Kichat Tama for Rabbi Yehuda. Now we can start speculating that this that the Chachamim require, at least L'chatchila, that there should be an Eged, even though on the halacha be'etzem v'di'evid li'kuvah v'kichat tama, it's sufficient for a Rabbeinu Tam, let's say, to have it in your hand, but perhaps this halacha a mitzvah la'ogda v'da chachamim would be a hider mitzvah from my perspective. What does it enhance? What does it make? It makes a kichat tama on a more mahudah way. This is a very interesting mahalach that, again, a lot of achronim want to go this way. They say from Avni Nezer and others that the pshat in the Hidur mitzvah, now that we know a little bit more what we're speaking about, so the lulav, maybe this is what the lulav noyim is in the braisa. I mean, it doesn't say eged there, but you can start thinking. We know that there's a din of eged, mishum zekhev adev, it's lulav noyim, maybe that's what lulav noyim means. But whether or not that's the pshat of lulav noyim means something different, but there is an inyan of zekhev adev of eged, and the pshat is the Hidur is the Hidur to get a better lukichatama. It's lukichatama not just it's eged in your hand, but it's eged because of the actual l'kichatam. So that's beginning to get a little more, things beginning to take more shape. But this is all Tosis in Menachis. There's a lot of Rishonim that weigh in on this Gemara, and then there are a lot of middle grounds on the one hand between what's in the Bahag and maybe what Rabbi Tam is saying, and what's the Ein Lo. Let's begin to see some of the other Rishonim here. There is a Tosis, maybe I'll call Keseda here, the Tosis in Sukkah, Lamed Dalet. Okay, so here you have the Gemara also bringing the drasha of Kichat Tama. Take a look, a few lines in the Gemara. The Gemara brings a braisa. What is what are the things that are mentioned in the Torah? Priyetz Hadar, and how many do you bring of each one? So the Gemara brings Tarfon, Tanakama, Rav Tarfon, Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, Lulav Echad, Esrog Echad, Hadas Echad, Arova Achas. Then we have as follows. Amar lo Rabbi Elezer, Yochol Yehi Esrog Yimoyin Ba'aguda Achas. You might think that the Esrog has to be together, Ba'aguda Achas, with the other three Minim. Amrit, no, that's not so. Why? Because it doesn't say, V'chinem Apriyetz Hod, V'chapos Tamar. How does the Pasuk read? Then it says kapus tmarim, and then it says no. Va anaf etzavos, and then there. Notice there's a vav connecting the hadasim, the anaf etzavos to before. There's a vav connecting the arabas to before, but there's no vav connecting the what the lulav to what was before that. In other words, pre etzhadar, then it says kapos tamar. So that's the diuk of Rabbi Lezer. The chinema pre etzhadar v'kapos tamar, the halo lo nema ella kapos. That means that the pre etzhadar is separate, and then you have the lulav hadasim and arabos are together. Uminayin continues the brayso. Minayin shem akvin zeze. Okay, this is what we saw in the Gemara Menachos Chav Zayin. How do we know that the ma'akiv each other? Tamalama ukachtem shetei lekichatama. Rashi says ma'akvin zeze im chaser achas mi'arbatan ena shloshan mitzvah. In other words, if you're missing one of the four, then the other three do not fulfill mitzvah. Tama shleima tedarshu ukachta tam ukachtem ukachta tam. Zoktosis. This drasha of ukichatama that we're using to disqualify, as Rashi says here, if I don't have all the meaning. Mehai time anami paslin an esrik chaser. This is also the basis for an esrik chaser. Like you said, the pitim gets off. Mishum de ein zelo kichatama. Uveyom tov sheni, uveyom sheni lo chashina. For when it comes to the drasha of kichatama vis-a-vis the esrik chaser, it's only a psul on yom risho. Even though afal gav de kabdin an arba minim, even though when it comes to this drasha of Kichatam of Rabin, that is a kapeda for the whole yantar. So not everything gets applied to the same degree as everything else, even if the drasha seems to be from the same place. The time of Parashti Bereish Pirkin, Tosa sends you to begin of Lo Vagazo to explain why it is that some drashas from the words in the Pasuk are going to be extended to the whole Shivas Yomim, and some are only to Yom Rishon. That's the first time of Tosa. Now Tosus cites this, the Gemara in Menachos. Ubal komitz rabba masik, the Gemara there concludes, gahad ma'akvi hadadi, this halacha of kichatama, that the dalamin ma'akvi each other, lo shanu ela she'ein lo, avo yesh lo ein ma'akvin. What does that mean? Upiresh balachas gedolos, ein ma'akvin de lo tema ad ma'akvi lo badi hadadi. That you have to pick them together, ela imagva kolchad v'chad l'chudei, shaper dami, dekai mulem lo lovein tzarech eged. Says the Bahag, since Lulav Ein Tzarech Eged, so therefore the case of what he says, Yeshlo, means he could pick them up one after the other. For how far did the Chachamim go in saying Ein Tzarech Eged, that B'dievet is Kasher, you don't have to even put it in your hands together either. Says Tosfos, I cannot, here Tosfos is stronger in his language in rejecting the Bahag. In Menachos, so Tosfos quoted Rabbi Notam as an alternative reading of the Gemara. Tosus here comes on very strong. He says, I can't accept what you just said. Udvar tema hu lo makein. Why? De kevan de kulo mitzvah achas, heich yo'ilu bezeh achazeh. Tosus says, it's one mitzvah to take the four minim. How could it be that it will work bezeh achazeh? In other words, Tosus is saying, that much you have to say that you take them together. Because it's one mitzvah to take the four minim. So what does he mean? So you took the four minim. What does Tosis mean? So you took the four minim. When hech yo ilu. What does Tosis mean to ask? How do you understand the kash? How come you can't take the zeh hazeh? The Tosis says, the Marcus says, take the four minim. So you took the four minim. What's bothering Tosis? What's wrong? Mitzvah achas. So you did the mitzvah achas of taking the four minim. One, two, three, four. What's wrong? What's Tosis' problem here?
Kichatama
means you need to take all four. If you don't have all four, it's not a kichatama. That's what the Bahag says. Okay, so good. So Tosis holds that there's no tziruf. There's no tziruf. If you don't see them as being taken as one unit, that's not cool. You took all four. What's mitzarech then? I took one at 9 o'clock in the morning, another one at 10 o'clock in the morning, one of them, the third one at 2 in the afternoon. What's mitzarech? Where's the tziruf? The Torah says, take the four minim, you have to be able to have a frame of reference that's called that thing. You took the full minute. If it's totally will carve zel zeh, literally, figuratively, in terms of geography, in terms of time, Tosis doesn't allow for different distinctions. And here we're going to see maybe there's what to say about the Engel and the Yeshlo in terms of maybe there's something that you can allow for tzirah here. But Tosis does not see it as negotiable. But Tosis, the fact that the Torah says to take the four minim and it's one mitzvah, obviously means there has to be at the very least the bare bones that you took it biyad together. The only issue has to do with eged, and that's where the Rabbi Yehuda goes beyond with the Gezeirah Shavah, which Tosis is soon going to say that's also based on kichatama. The Chachamim say no, and except there's a din of noi, which maybe also be the din of kichatama as we suggested them. But to say like the Bahag that you could just take one after the other, Tosis cannot fathom that, because then what's the tziruf? Where's called what's the pshat you took for minim? If the Torah says take four minim, it means you have to see the fulfillment of the mitzvah in terms of that you can see that there's a connection between taking one, taking the other. Otherwise, the Torah would not frame the mitzvah as take four minim. So therefore, it had to be that you took them together. Otherwise, there's no tziruf to say you took four minim. That's what Tosis must have been asking. Dvar tema hu roma ken dekimen dekul mitzvah achas hechio ilu bezeach azeh. Verabenu tam igia besifro lo shano de ma'akvin mishum tama ela she'en lo. Avo yeshu, this is the yeshu of the benu tama, avo yeshu lo tama hi apu shochibro ba'agdo. If it's yeshu lo, then it's called tama, even if you weren't mechabert with eged kedar minan de lo dash rabban, kichol kichol. Continues Tosis, and here again, echoing Tosis and Menachas, U Rabbi Yehuda, the Doresh u'kicha, Yudu Dash and Gzeres Shava, Mashmalei, he learns out the law of itama elm kenagdo. Again, let's extract from Tosis and Chidush in Rabbi Yehuda, not a new halacha by itself in a vacuum that there's a din, l'kicha to take them together, but Tosis says the law of itama elm kenagdo. In other words, what the Gzeres Shava is megala to us is there's a higher standard for the base halacha of ukicha tama, that's ma'akev. For the chachamim, what's ma'akev ukicha tama is that you have to have all four minim, for sure. And Tosis takes for granted you have to take it together as well, in your hand. Otherwise, there's no tziruf, it's one mitzvah. That's what likuva is of ukicha tama. There's a din of noi to take it with aguda. That doesn't say exactly what that's about. Rabbi Yehuda has a Gzeirah Shavah to tell me they have to be bound together. Tosis explains that to mean that the Gzeirah Shavah is teaching us that the Kicha Tama requires Eged. Could be now the Chachamim's Noi is a halacha of the Kicha Tama on the level of Noi. And again, you see the parallel Tosis and Menachas Tosis in Sukkah. Let's look at some other Rishonim. I don't know if I gave you the Rush, but the Rush is basically the Tosis we just read, the Rush in Sukkah. I don't remember if I gave you the Rush or not, but I'll just tell you basically the Rush in Sukkah that I have on the sheet in the brackets, Paragim with Simon Yudalid. So he quotes Paraka Komitz Rabba. And he quotes that statement, Avu Yeshlo Ein Ma'akvin, Afagav Denata Ko'achad V'chad L'chudei, this is the Bahag. That's also good. The Chempirish Bahag, the Lon here Rabbeinu Tam, the Kevin the Kul Mitzvah Achas, Lo Mistaver, Sheir Ilu Bezeach Hazeh. Came out the Lashon of the Tosis here in Sukkah that we just read, the Igiyah Besvarim, and he brings the Girsa Rabbeinu Tam has. Abu Yeshua Tamahi Afapi Shelo Chibran Baguda Achas Krabana, the Wadashu Kicho Kicha. But then it's interesting. Then the Rush adds the following. This is already new. Rush says, "V'lo nihira li girsasa." I don't like Rabbeinu Tam's girsa. What does Rabbeinu Tam say that you have to read in the Gemara in Menachis? The Gemara is saying, "Oshano d'matin mishum tama, avo yeshlo tamahi." Even if there was no aguda, so in effect, what's the chiddush of the Gemara? What's the Gemara telling you? That if you have them all, then it's good enough. If what? If you take in your hand, even if you didn't tie them. So what's the chiddush? Basically, the chiddush sounds like that we paskin like who? Mm-hmm. Like the Chum. That's what the Gemara is telling me. According to the Bahag, beautiful. The Gemara is telling me a chiddush. That what? That you don't have to take it in your hand. That's the Rosh's kash. So here the Rosh is thinking back, maybe the Bahag is correct. What's this arichus? Yeshlo, ainlo, afal pishelo, agdo, to say lach kirabonan. But old Ramli come and mele yadan the lach lachusa kirabin. But chal, it's obvious. Yachid bab lach kirabin. So what do you need the gemar to tell me halacha kirabonan? Ela asu lashmi inan. Oh, now listen to the Rosh. This is very interesting. This is something new, breaking new ground now. This is going to be setting the tone for the Ramah, maybe. Asulash, so what is he telling me? So you would think the Rosh is going right back to the Bahag, right? Listen to the Rosh and the Rosh. El Asulash Me'inan, Dekevan Shemunachim Kol Arbatan Lefonav. Since Yeshlo, since they're all in front of you, Shemivarech Benotran Zerachazer, that you can mivarech and take them zechazer. Mestavish shemagbiyah luv tchilah shemaskirin also bebracha. If you can make a bracha on the tchilah luv, so the first thing you should take is the luv. But the Rosh adds here that the chidush has to do with the fact that you don't have to take them in your hand together, but it's sufficient to take a bezechazer. But the Rosh adds munachim korbatan lefanav. So the Rosh took the yeshlo in a way that we haven't seen yet in the Bahag. In the Bahag, the Yeshlo means that at the end of the day, it took all four. It took all four. The Rosh is Yeshlo means Munachim Lefanav. Munachim Lefanav. Now, why did the Rosh need the Munachim Lefanav? Why?
The framework.
So that's what I would tell you. See, you could start thinking maybe in terms of Bracha issues. But more likely, the Pshat is, because what was Rabbeinu Tam's time on the Bahag? How could you say such a thing? The Torah says mitzvah achas, you're taking zeachazet. So you have to create a tziruf. The Torah says you take four things. The Pshat says you took the four things, there's a tziruf. The tziruf is ibnachim afana. So that's what the Rosh ends up saying at the end. I should copy this Rosh for you, but you'll have to see it on your own. Once we're on the page of the Rosh, there's a peledika hagos ashri here. This relates to the first part of the Tosis. The drasha ukachtem lachem ukichatama also taught us chaser. The din of chaser was only Yom Rishon. So it says, and yet this is everything. So Tosfos says, yeah, look what I wrote at the beginning of the parak. Hagos Hashri says, the dafka b'yom tov Rishon, avo b'yom tov sheni ein ma'akev, va'afilu ein lo esro gito shar minim b'yivarech. This is not the halacha. What does he say? The rest of Yontif, if your esrog gets stolen and there's no one that's going to give you an esrog, you can make a bracha on the other minim. Shari dashinu kachta mukicha tamar miuti chaser, v'dashinu nami garbam minim shemakvin zeh. No, it's all from the same drasha. Zakta gar sashvi from the Azarua here. Helkach kihechad ukicha tamar posel esrog chaser dafka biyom terishon. Hachinami ukicha tamar hamaake ba'abas minim dafka biyom terishon. V'chein halach. So this is a side idea that you have here in Agos Ashri on that Rosh in Simon Yud Dalid in Perek Shlishi of Sukkah, where he tines that this halacha based on Kichatama, that the Oma'akiv each other would only be Biyom Rishon. It's an interesting shita. Tosis went out of the way to tell you it's not true. But back in Chozer in Yunenu, what you see in the Rosh now is beginning to push back against what Rabbeinu Tam said, because otherwise what's the chiddush of the Gemara? But he didn't say quite as drastically as the Bahag. He begins to frame it in terms of Kuan Lefanav. Yes?
Is it possible that Tosfos would be Mechadesh, that you might have thought the Rabbanim don't need a Huda, and you might think they don't need you to have all four of the things there? So he's teaching you that even the Chachamim don't need a Huda, they still need them all four at the same time.
You mean it should be in front of you? You're saying that's the Chiddush. You mean Tosfos didn't, in other words, even the Bahag is saying, according to Tosfos, Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Tam's Chiddush is, you don't need Aguda, but Hagufa. I mean, like the Rosh says himself, but the Rosh says you don't need to take it, one more time, Rabbeinu Tam says you're taking your hand together. So that's the problem.
The Chiddush, you have to hold everything together.
In the hand.
You mean that Gufa is the Chiddush?
You can't do anything less than that.
I mean, the chiddush is that you have to take in your hand together. That goof is a bit of Tav's pshat. in the Gemara. I mean, Dilok, you know, what he's saying against the Bahag, that's good for the Chiddush. I hear you. What I give you next? I give you the Ran on the Rif. And here he's going to quote the Ramban that's going to be more makel on this issue. Soon we'll get to Shulchan Aruch, maybe not today, then tomorrow. See, it's very, very, a lot of interesting things that are going to come out of this, and then we have to come back maybe more to the Lomdis as well. But just in terms of the Cheshbonos, it's not simple. The Ran on the Rif in Sukkah, this you do have, right? I think I did copy this for you. Yeah? Scanned it. Yud Zayin Amud Aleph and Dapei HaRif. Right? So what does the Rif say? Take a look. The Rif basically quotes this halacha of the Gemara Menachis, right? The Tarnami B'masnisen Dalet Minim Shebelulav. I'm on the third line in the Rif here. Yud Zayin Amud Aleph and Dapei HaRif. Ma'akvin Zezev V'Omar Avchana Bar Abba Roshanu El She'enu Abba Yeshlo In Ma'akvin. Says the Rif, meaning the Afa gav the Nata Kochad V'Chad L'Chudei Nafikidei Chavasei the Kaimon Lovin Tzarech Eged. So who's the Rif going like? Rabbeinu Tam or the Bahag? Like the Bahag. Says the Ramban, says the Ran. Rabbeinu Tam Cholek. Rabbeinu Tam disagrees. V'Omer, the Kaven, the Kuan Mitzvah Achas. Koshe Notlam B'Zerach HaZeh Lo Yartso Yidei Chavasei. V'Hacha Hachi Kamin. Lo Shtano De Ma'akvin Mishem Akicha Tama. Ela b'she'en lo, kolomar she'en o'ochzam ke'achas b'yado. Avo k'shekulam b'yado, av b'shelo ogdam, ein ma'akvin. If they're all b'yado, av b'shelo ogdam. See, it doesn't sound like what you're saying, Ari, that the chiddush is you have to have b'yado. The chiddush sounds like that which is not ma'akev, not that which you need to have it b'yado. You're saying it's a kfeh, it's not the pashtas, the lashon. The lashon is mashmi, he's telling me that it's kosher. It's not ma'akev in the case I'm talking about. So for Rabbeinu Tam, it will mean if it's biyado, it's not ma'akev, you don't need more. Meaning hachak chachamim. According to Bahag, it's a real chiddush. It's kosher, even if you took a mezer chazeh. The way you think the chiddush is that you have to take it in your hand. It's not the lashon. Avok shiyado ein ma'akev. Second, the ein zeh b'mashma, u'b'shem Ramban mekirin od. So now, what did the Rush push back against the Rabbeinu Tam more toward the Bahag, but the Rush uses a Lashon of what? Of Himson Menachem Lefanov, right? Menachem Lefanov. What does the Rabban say? Mikilin Od V'omrim Afal Pi Shelohoyu Birshuso B'yachad. It's not even Birshuso, let alone Menachem Lefanov. Loyal Birshuso B'yachad. Could be that means what it means, it's not Menachem Lefanov. Ko Shenotram Kulam Yotza. Kosh and Natran Kuran Yatza. Check off the list. You took all four. V'chi Aminan de'en lo ma'akvin. So what's the en lo that's ma'akev? What does that mean? That means hayin olomer shekosh lo natal es kuran. Then afilu be'echad me'en lo yatza. In other words, even though what do you mean? I took an esrog today. I took a hadas, but I didn't take the lulav. Or I took this, but not the fourth one. So that's the pshat, that's ma'akev, because you didn't take all four. If you didn't get to check off that you took all four, then you're not yotze. But if it's not lefanav, it's not birshuso, lo mishaneli. That which the Rabbeinu Tam could not fathom, that how could it be that heich yoel, it's totally bizarre chazer. It's not in any way in front of you, the Rabban is saying. This is the most lenient. Avo, ko sheba'u liyado. Bo-yado. Your hand ended up grabbing onto a lulav and an esrog and a hadas and a rava between Netzachama and Shkia Sachama on Sukkot day. You yotze your mitzvah dalet minim. Kosha bo-yado. Feel bezach. Azeh yotze. Okay, now of course we're going to have to deal with what issue, separate from the issue of yotze the mitzvah. What issue is of course relevant here? What do you do before you do a mitzvah? Bracha. So obviously that's going to create interesting questions in terms of bracha. So now you pick up the lulav at 8 o'clock in the morning and you made out to a lulav. Now it's 2 in the afternoon and you're taking an esrog or a hadas. What are you going to do now? So you're going to make what? Another bracha. Yeah? Do you? Okay, and what nusach will you say? I want a tilas esrog. I want a tilas hadas. Second. The 8th and 1st. The afo became in royal levarach ala lulav. But he says something else about the lulav. Do you know you're going to get to everything else? You don't know. By the end of the day, you may have all four, and you may not. So now you're taking the lulav now. If you don't end up getting to the other three, then he comes at you and not, we're mafrei, we're never yodse. So can you make a bracha now, misafik? So it comes out, you're not going to make a bracha yet. So that's another thing. He says, afal dikein, ein roi lebaracha luv, elam ken hu yodea bebirur, shivo liyadu kulan. Sha'afa pish ein mevarachin ela ala luv,
So the Ran considers the fact that you can have bracha v'tol problem. Eitan, Elior, and Evan, what do you have to say? Yeah.
Based on the Ran, using less than the Ramban is Mabel Tfe, is that maxima that the Rif would say that it's the case of where they're home?
Well, that's, it doesn't say explicitly, but yeah, we'll soon see the lesson of the Rambam on this. But yeah, it doesn't say it, so I guess it sounds like he's seeing, taking that from the Rif, that, yeah, it could be the Arlefana. I mean, Yeshlo, in Ma'akvin, could be Yeshlo, yeah. It's not clear in the Rif, but the Ramban is very clear. Mikilin Od, Royo Bishuso. I mean, what's he coming out, Fuke? Yeah, unless he means Od more than Rabbein Utan. I don't know. Yeah, No, you leave first. Yeah.
All right. So also, what would the Bahag then say if you have like all Dabmidim in front of you and you pick up, let's say, your Adasim, and then later you want to do the mitzvah correctly, would you take all four Minim, or would you only take off?
You mean correctly, meaning the Eged with the Eged. I mean, again, the mitzvah, the Noy mitzvah is Eged. That, right. Everyone agrees. Hakomodim, that the Noy mitzvah, the Chacham, is with Eged too, not just to take it back, the Yad together, but with Eged, yeah.
Right, so now would you come, now would you make a bracha on his luav and do all, like, and do the mitzvah properly?
You already made a bracha when you took the first time. And you're not going to repeat the bracha. You made a bracha already, you're not going to repeat the bracha.
But would you even take those hadassim?
Could be. And again, the issue we discussed yesterday was you already did the whole mitzvah, then can you do the heder by itself? Here you didn't do the whole mitzvah yet. You only took one of the minim from the stomach. You could take all four together now. I think so. Because you didn't fulfill the mitzvah yet.
The
last thing, according to the Ramban, the brachos on the second day could be more meikel. So you know that you only have one in front of you right now, because maybe then you don't need all four. Again, it's only the Arzeruah quoted by the Gazashvi. Tosus says that there are things that you say that do apply the Hoyantif. That was that chiddush that he says that this halacha is similar to the other halacha of Kichatam. Okay, so halting cup, a lot of things to halt cup here. The ritva, okay, this I did give you also. The mitzvah daf yud aleph. You see why it's a sugi, right? We'll soon after, probably have to do the shulchan aruch for tomorrow. But look at the mitzvah daf yud aleph. The piece v'hacha b'luv tzarach eged kamifligi. Right. This is the sugi that we started with. I gave you from the middle, right? The kaimon karabonon. All right. Let's pick up from the where in the middle of the piece. In the left column, it's six lines or so from the top, right? The kaimon karabonon, right? So we have machokas tanoim. Who do we hold like? Of course, like the chachamim. The love ain't tzarach eged. So what does it mean? So how does that translate into halacha as far as you need to be together in your hand or not? The kaimalan, kerabanan, the love ain't tzarach eged, the inkein shaminan, sha'afilu natran ze'ach hazeh, kol echad bifnei atzmo, yotze. Okay, you can take them one after the other. But here the Ritva says it is most mefurish so far that we've seen. Ubilvad sheyu kuan lefanav. See, this is parallel to what we saw where in the Rush. But the Rush didn't say the word bilvad. It's since they're all lefanav. But the Ritva makes it clear, bilvad, this is not the Ramban. The Ramban says it could be not Bershuso. But you may or may not get it, and you get it eventually. You might kind of mitzvah. The Ritva is saying, "Bovad sheyikun lefana." This is similar to that rush. But he's willing to say that it doesn't have to be put in your hand at this point. But the chatchila is certainly mitzvah la'ogdo. How miyad o bechutim shemzei kelivan veil. So for the rush, the halacha of noi sounds like could be already fulfilled by upgrading it one notch. What Tosfos said in the Bahag in Menachos was a kul yama, you need eged with, right? What was the lashon Tosfos Menachos? At the end of the Tosfos, a kul yama, you need to do le'ogdo k'demasik alezek k'lepashtes. He means le'ogdo. Probably means, no, with something. Chut, I don't know, maybe not. Pashtis, he didn't mean that, because he's saying kuyama, so Rabbeinu Tam already requires it to be biyad. So he's a kuyama, you need ogdo, meaning But the Ritva is saying, Chatchi mitzvah la'ogdo biyad obachutin. Since the bidiyavit is even not biyad, so then mitzvah la'ogdo, he's reading it as biyad. Or bachutin. I don't know, if you have bachutin, mistam, it's automatically biyad, no? Well, how would you have it not? No. Mistavroli, the mihalek al mishmamina. No, I can't prove it. The lo'o memalach. The egeda minan hacha, hainu, the eno ogd bachut. Rabbi Yehuda pasul de gamin me'ezov, Rabban kasha api she'en agud b'chut. Aval agud biyad be'inan afilu b'di'evad. Agud biyad, you need even b'di'evad. He brings a riot to this at the very end of the piece. He says, because the Gemara asks later, k'man azra hadesanya lo mitzvah agda lo agda kasher. He proves over there that Rabbi Yehuda's lo agdo is lo agdo b'chut, even agdo b'yad, because otherwise we could have said it goes to Rabbi Yehuda, and the lo agdo means lo agdo b'chut. It was agdo b'yad. So you see in Rabbi Yehuda that the agdo has to be b'chut, but he's basically saying the chachamim do require agdo b'yad, and the noi would require agdo b'chut. So this is the Ritva. Let's just end with the Rambam today, and leave the Shulchan Aruch for tomorrow. Look at the lesson of the Rambam. Halacha Hilchos Lulav. Now, maybe I'll just also stick in the Tosis and Gidin as well, but then we'll leave with that. But let's just look at the Rambam first. The Rambam, Hilchos Lulav, Perek Zayin. How's the Rambam Paskin? Oh, you don't have the whole Rambam, though, do you? Ay, ay, ay. Okay. Oh, Hey and Vav. Okay, but we didn't finish. Okay. Abba minim elu, mitzvah achas hein, akvin zeh zeh. Okay, the all one mitzvah, the akvin each other, the kor nikra mitzvah Lulav. Fine. Mitzvah namufchar legod lulav hadas v'rabba v'lasosan shlashtan aguda achas. He calls it mitzvah min hamufchar. But we don't have the rest of the Rambam. Is there any, there's no Rambam in the room? No?
It's
Oh, wow. Okay. No. Okay. So we'll leave this. We'll leave this Rambam for tomorrow. We'll have to see what so Shulchan Aruch, the Lashon Shulchan Aruch. What's the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch? Maybe he paraphrases the Rambam.
I got my computer.
See, okay, if you want to look at it meanwhile. Meanwhile, I'll look at the Shulchan Aruch. Because I think he actually quotes the Lashon of the Rambam, if I'm not mistaken. Let's see. There's a Lashon of Vachi Kulam Lefana, but the Shaila is, there's a Lashon of Rambam. Okay, we're going to leave this. This part we'll leave. One more thing we'll end with. Okay, and then we'll have to try to sort out these inyanim in the Shulchan Aruch, and then maybe come back to some of the basic questions. There is a Rabbeinu Tam in Gittin Memhei, which gets quoted in Shulchan Aruch. We're going to see the Shulchan Aruch tomorrow. It's going to get quoted along with everything else. It's a Peledek Rabbeinu Tam. We actually stumbled on it in Gittin, in Sukkah's Man also. Rabbeinu Tam says the following. There's a din by Tfilin that somebody who's not mitzvah in the mitzvah is not allowed to write Tfilin. Because there's a Ksharta Muchsavtam. One pasuk is a Tfilin as Mezuzah, but we have a Drasha. Kosh Yesh Bekshira Yesh Nebeksiva. So, therefore, a woman cannot write the parashas of Tefillin. Okay. Rabbeinu Tam extends that idea to other places as well. And he writes, he states here in Tosis Memheim in Gittin, it's in your packet, Mikan Omer Rabbeinu Tam, Dein Isha Ogedes Lulav Ve'Oset Tzitzis, Kevan Delo Mifkeda. And Tosis asks on this, but Rabbeinu Tam brings two other examples where women should be disqualified from doing, you might say, a preparatory phase in the mitzvah. Right? The mitzvah of tefillin has the ksivas tefillin, ksivas parshias. She's not mitzvah. In the mitzvah of tefillin, she can prepare the chetzah shel tefillin through writing the tefillin. Says Rabbeinu Tam, she cannot make a sukkah because she's parted from sukkah. She cannot be ogedes lulav because she is not mitzvah on the mitzvah lulav. Now, in terms of Sukkah, Tosa has Kasha, Sukkah's Ganvach. That's its own discussion. But in fact, the Cheshek Shlomo, Shlomo Kohen, in the back of the Gemara Gittin, on this Tosas, how could Rabbeinu Tam say that Ein Isha Ogedes Lulav? I mean, we'll see tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem, the Shulchan Aruch, how this gets mentioned. Mishnah Berurah seems to accept it even, but it's Ramah quotes it, from the Mordechai, but it's the Tosas right here. In fact, the Cheshek Shlomo, the halach of Eged Lulav, for Rabbi Yehuda, it's required, Meikar Adin Ve'ikuba. We don't hold up Rabbi Yehuda. We're the Chachamim. The Chachamim hold Lo Agdal Kasha. The only thing is, Mitzvah Lo Agdal, because of Zekei Van Veil. So how could Rabbi Tam say that a woman is pater, is disqualified from making a lulav, preparing the lulav? But the whole halach of Eged is not Mikra Din. It's not Likuba. Magen Avraham already asks this, but Cheshek Shlomo on the Tosis. We hold that the Rabbeinu Tam means within the Rabbi Yehuda. We don't hold Rabbi Yehuda. We can't omer Rabbeinu Tam. So another piece of all of this to try to sort out. Okay, let's try going. At least we have no one to go through.